B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Greg? How can we help you, sir?
Well, I need a little help getting a hold of a lady because I think I'm getting a cold shoulder.
Okay, well, tell us. What happened?
Well, lovely girl. Her name's Ella, like Cinderella. Ella, E-L-L-A.
Okay.
And we got it.
Yeah, like a little princess, right? How can you not love that?
Yeah.
Right?
So we've been on 2 dates. So we went out. We met out for drinks, you know, had a good time. Didn't do anything frisky. The next date I thought was looking pretty good because she invited me over to her place because she wanted to cook. She was talking about how she makes great food. And the other date went good. Like, this is where it's kind of falling apart. Like, the date went good. You know, nothing crazy happened. Called it a night, and then nothing.
And you've been a gentleman like the whole time?
Yeah. It's not like I acted a fool or nothing. I mean, it's, like I said, it wasn't handsy, wasn't inappropriate, but,
maybe that's what she wants. Maybe she just wants some dick. You're here being a nice guy.
Damn.
Well, I'm not saying I wasn't trying to, like, you know, put some moves on, but I wasn't you know, like Harvey Weinstein or, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't being a creep show.
Well, that's good to establish.
She's like, I want hands in the ceiling, and this son of a bitch is over here going, oh, would you like another eggplant appetizer? All right, listen, we're going to call her for you next, all right, Greg?
Yeah, appreciate it.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to Greg. Sounds like a really, really nice guy, a gentleman. He's had two really nice dates with this girl, Ella. But all of a sudden, he said that she's not calling him back or responding to anything. And he's confused because, one, he definitely wasn't too aggressive. If anything, he could have put his foot on the gas a little more. He said he was a gentleman. It was great. Super nice. Conversation went well. Am I leaving anything out? Is there anything I'm missing as far as before we try and call her? Do you think you might have, like, if you had to bet money on it and say, okay, she doesn't want to see me again because of blank, what do you think it is?
Man, I'm drawing a blank, man. I mean, there's, like I said, it was everything as far as I could tell went A-okay.
Okay, so stay quiet and we're going to call her for you right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Ella?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so Ella, my name's Ramiro. I'm calling, I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And just please, can you let us explain why we're calling you? It's a good reason. We're calling you from a radio station because we got your phone number from a gentleman who would love to take you out on a date. So here's what we're offering you. We're offering you basically, you can pick the date, the place, the time, all that stuff. We'll pay for it. We'll set everything up. And basically, it's just you and this guy. You go there and you see if you hit it off. And by the way, I'm going to tell you the guy's name.
Okay, so who's the guy?
So it's a guy you know because he has your phone number and he gave it to us. His name is Greg.
No, thank you. No, I am not interested. The guy's pretty disgusting.
He's disgusting?
Disgusting. Okay. Why?
I had him come over for dinner. I told him my toilet doesn't work. It does not flush. Mm-hmm. I told him that. And, later on in the night, I walk by my bathroom, and it smells like shit and vanilla. Like, you spray my vanilla spray to cover it up. So I went in, and I was like, he must have, you know, used the bathroom and just forgot. So I looked in the toilet, and there is nothing. But it smelled like shit and vanilla, for sure.
What is happening right now? What a combination.
I'm afraid to see where this goes.
Yeah, it's ruined vanilla for me, so I look in the sink, and there's, like, a little bit of remnants of shit in my sink. You know, I put it together. I'm like, oh, my God. He grabbed his shit out of my toilet and put it in my sink.
Oh, I have so many. Okay,
no.
Listen. Okay, Ella, just stop right there. I'm just going to tell you right now. Greg's on the phone listening to this.
Greg.
Yeah, I am on the phone listening to this.
Explain.
Greg, I have a question.
One of those nightmares.
If you're going to pick up and throw it anywhere, why not the bathtub?
Well, is there security cam footage of this happening? She's just saying that I picked up my
No. Yeah, I mean, you can't hide smell even with vanilla. I don't know. Anyways, it was gross. And there was in the sink. There was like little pieces of remnant.
Oh, this is so nasty. I can't.
Okay, you're acting like if I'm a zoo animal, okay? It was like a couple like bits. It was like a chicken grand nugget, all right?
So disgusting.
Oh my God.
So you're admitting that you in her broken toilet and picked it up.
Well, Jesus Christ, man. I mean, what the hell? I feel like I'm getting attacked here for trying to do something, like, decent. You know, I'm not just going to, like, pick a shit and leave it there.
A plumber came over, and he had to unclog my sink, and it was filled with shit, and he thinks it was me.
So you're going to, I mean, listen, this could be, look, you could argue that it was your fault in the first place, Ella, for not maybe postponing or scheduling the date to a different location when you knew your toilet was broken. So, Ella, I think the least you can do is give Greg another date at a restaurant that you pick that we'll make sure has working toilets.
I can't. I just picture his hands always having shit on them.
Okay, yeah, fine. Yeah, now that it's all out there and cards on the table, yeah, I pissed in your sink too. So there you
okay.
go.
Okay.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Oh, man, you know what sucks? When you really, really start feeling someone and you're like, this could really go somewhere, and then you realize that you kind of hate their friends. That's what happens tomorrow. Second date update on the 10, 710 right here with your Get Up crew, baby. It's Hot 969 on your radio.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.